Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Joe, you know, Steve Bannon said it. He was right on, and we've said it. We were saying it then. What they did in October of 2020 was absolute treason. The left, and I'm talking about those in the media, all the co-conspirators, all of those. And by the way, Joe, I want to read here. I've got a list of all of those that were a part of the conspiracy, though all of those so-called intelligent officials that lied. And I'm going to, there's so many I'm going to read. Actually, there's 51 senior intelligence officials who lied. They outright lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. They tried to cover it up. So I'm going to read, I try to read 10 of them a night, okay? And I'm going to start out with Mike Hyden, from CIA director, former CIA director, now an analyst for CNN, okay? Liar. Jim Clapper, former director of national intelligence, now CNN pundit, liar. Leon Panetta, former CIA director and defense secretary, now runs a public policy institute in California, liar. John Brennan, former CIA director, now analyst for NBC and PMSNBC, liar. Thomas Fingar, former National Intelligence Council chair, now teaches at Stanford University, didn't respond, but a liar. Rick Ledgett, former National Security Agency deputy director, now a liar. John McLaughlin, former CIA acting director, he now teaches at Johns Hopkins, now he's a liar. Michael Morelli, former CIA acting director, now at George Mason University, a liar. Mike Vickers, former Defense Undersecretary for Intelligence, now Board of BAE Systems, a liar. Doug Wise, former Defense Intelligence Agency Deputy Director, teaches at the University of Mexico. And according to the Wall Street, and according to We Live Trump website right here, all of these people and Danielle, the author of this article here, it says again, they all lied. So those are the first 10 that lied, and they knew they were lying. What does the Bible say about all liars will have their place where?
In the lake of fire.
They don't believe it now, but will they believe it?
Oh, will they believe it? Yes.
All right, we're going to play a clip now here. Well, what they did in October 2020 was treason. We told you Biden was illegitimate. And the world knows that's what Steve Bannon said. And so let's go ahead, Mighty Andrew, and play that clip.
So we're having a partners discussion. Rest assured, we were right. And the little fanboys were wrong. And they caused more destruction. And they're going to cause more destruction. Right now, Reuters is reporting, if we can put it up, Ukraine's Zelensky calls for meaningful talks with Russia. Says it's either got to happen now or there's going to be several generations. It'll take Russia several generations to recover. He's a man without a country right now. When I say that, and I'm not talking about the country of Ukraine, I mean that metaphorically. This right here, he got cut loose yesterday. She told Biden, you're not doing anything. You're going to try to sanction me? We're not stopping. We're not going to back down from you. We think you're weak. We think we're feckless. We think America is in decline. America is not being made great again because Donald J. Trump's not in the White House. You think she would say that to Trump? You would be incorrect. They feared us from those first meetings on. They feared Trump, okay? And Trump had a couple of guys around him that were far to the right of him on the Chinese Communist Party. I won't have to name names, okay? And they knew we meant business, and Donald J. Trump meant business. This would have never happened if Trump was there, never. The mullahs were, the deal the country was, we haven't had enough time to focus on that. The deal they're trying to worm around on Iran. This is a world of gangsters. The mullahs in Iran have captured an ancient civilization, Persia. They're gangsters. Putin, I've said this from day, I go back and look at all the times I've been quoted about Putin. I said it's a nation in demographic decline. They don't produce anything except raw materials for the West. And they're run by the KGB and the military. These are bad hombres. These are gangsters, okay? And Erdogan, another gangster in Turkey. The Pakistan guys, essentially gangsters, okay? The Gulf Emirates, Saudi Arabia, they're gangsters. They did a gangster move the other day, a full flex on the United States. Wouldn't take, think about it for a second. She's getting on the phone call with this guy. He already knows his partner in Saudi Arabia hasn't taken Biden's phone call. The Gulf Emirate doesn't, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia doesn't exist without the United States protection. Doesn't exist. Does not exist for 40 or 50 years. And they helped us take down the Soviet Union, no doubt about that. They were a good ally in that because they kept pumping at low prices. Part of Reagan's war plan. Okay? I document that in the film I made about it. But now they got another partner. They invited Xi for a state visit. This is what all happened over the last week. There are decades in which nothing happens, and there are weeks and months in which decades happen. Decades are happening right now. Zelensky confirms it. He's telling the Russians, if you don't do it, many generations, yours going to be affected. Well, hey, brother, many generations of your country, of Ukraine, are being affected, and your buddies in the EU and NATO cut you loose. The White House came and find your letter. Axios has got to call them as being liars. And the White House is now saying they're appalled, appalled. Has Axios backed down an inch? Has Mike Allen or Jonathan Swan backed down an inch on that story? Have they backed up an inch on that story? Have they backed up an inch on the mass migration story? Because they're dialed into this administration. Mass migration event, a mass migration. We're having 175,000. We're having every month more than the army that took the beach in Normandy. Every month we're having that. And that's not a mass migration event. They're planning now for what they call a mass migration event. You don't think that's an invasion? Hey, ask Rommel and the Wehrmacht if the guys at Normandy were an invasion. Was that an invasion? I think they would say that was an invasion. Yes, Mr. Bannon, that was an invasion. We categorize that as an invasion. That's every month in the United States of America. Every month, month after month. But that's not even a mass migration event. That's going to come when they take off Title 42. Why? Because they're all waiting in Mexico. The Mexican government's got them in southern Mexico, 75,000 here, 25,000 there. It's all blown up. And we're not demonizing these people. They're actually rational, logical people. They're going to make a run for the border. Once we're into the states, we're in the states. They give us a number and they tell us to be here in 60 days and for another court hearing. Boom. There's no enforcement. There's no ICE. There's no internal enforcement. It's not even a joke. It's in your grill. And to have the Republicans, you're up there at that conference, put the invasion on the southern border at the top of the list, and particularly this is the charge of impeachment. They keep the receipts. You can impeach this guy. You get enough witnesses. Hey, Liz Cheney and little Jamie Raskin and Shifty Shift and Solwell and Benny Thompson, where are your hearings on January 6th? Where are they? I was sitting here. I saved my dance card for you guys to be mesmerized by Watergate-level hearings. Where are they? Where are they? Where's the nation hanging on every? Where's the next witness? This is amazing. Where are they? Because I tell you right now, you're going to get some hearings come the new sheriff in town after November 8th. The Fauci hearings. Oh, Fauci's now saying, I think I'm going to retire. Yeah, bro, it doesn't matter. You're, and this is metaphorical, dead man walking, okay? Your receipts are all going to be saved. The Fauci is now going to retire. The Fauci hearings, hey, we'll sell you some showtime on that. The Hunter Biden hearings, and then bringing in all the national security guys that lied about it, and we're stripping them of their security clearances immediately so they can't make a living anymore, leeching off this country, selling this country out, being treasonous. What they did in October of 2020 is treason. They knew it was real information. They knew Murdoch's New York Post had checked it out and done the due diligence, and they lied about it. They lied about it. They lied about it. to aid and bring aid and comfort to our enemies, to bring aid and comfort to our enemies. Would any of this happen if Donald J. Trump was a president? We told you Biden's illegitimate, and then the world knows it. The world knows it. And this guy, she knows it. He warns about it. And then Putin's having a big old rally. Of course, MSNBC says, I think they paid the people to think that. I don't think they did. I'm just betting. The over and under on that, okay?
All right, what he was saying, there's another evasion closer to home. Joseph Ferra covers how Joe Biden invited a flood of unvetted aliens across the border. And he says America is in crisis. It's never been more serious, more critical, more of an existential threat to liberty and rule of law, and it's happening to us in plain sight. Well, we've been talking about this and talking about this, and again, you know, it's gotten to the point with the mainstream or the fake news media has just mesmerized the people with disinformation out there to where so many of the people are clueless. You know, Joe Sixpack out there is clueless. He doesn't know. The people in Texas know. Do you know right now, Joe, did you know what the murder capital of the U.S. is right now? What city?
It used to be St. Louis, but it's been switching now.
It's now. It went from Chicago, Joe, to Houston, Texas.
To Houston, Texas. Well, New York, I was looking this weekend, New York City had 29 shooting victims. It's up 383% from last year. And out of that 29, I think there were four murders. But every major city that's run by Democrats, we're seeing the same thing. Houston may have the highest, but Philly, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, you name the Democratic-run city, violence, murder, crime, drug use is rampant. You see a theme. It's in all of those cities run by Democrats. The violence increases. The liberal policies increase. The more crime, the more violence, the more corruption. I mean, what do you need for proof, Pastor Ernie?
Well, you know, you talk about the irony, and with Circle Back, what's the name?
Circle Back, yeah.
Here, Jen Psaki or whatever, talking about that without that a country that doesn't protect its borders isn't a country, right?
Right.
Now, that had to deal with Ukraine, but it doesn't apply here because when Joe Biden, he ensured America would be open to invasion. He invited invasion. He asked for invasion.
Right.
He has resulted in an untold number of foreign invaders entering the U.S. He offered to pay them. He transported them to our cities on buses and secret flights in the dead of night. He gave them safe harbor in all 50 states. He didn't even see if they were security threats. He didn't care if they had AIDS or whatever disease. They came right in. He partnered with dangerous drug cartels. He worked hand-in-hand with the dangerous drug cartels. The Biden crime cartel. The Biden crime cartel worked with the drug cartels and the human trafficking cartels to get them, and he turned them loose, and he unleashed the most deadly substance ever to reach our shores and create an epidemic that kills more people from 18 to 45 years old than any other cause of death. Yes, and it continues unabated. In fact, it's growing today. By the way, Joe, last month we saw a 63% higher death rate than the same time last year. 63% higher.
There's so many of these records that are breaking, it's hard to keep track of them. 60% here, 90% there, 45% here. I mean, everywhere we are breaking records, and none of them are good records, like we're producing more oil and gas, we're saving more babies, the healthcare is improving. Nothing like that. It's always on the negative, isn't it?
Well, yeah, with what we have in there, we've got to take our country back. And there are many of us. Well, there are some positive things we're seeing. More and more sheriffs. Here in Ohio, we just passed legislation to make to make constitutional carry. I think we became the 22nd or 23rd state to have constitutional carry. It means that you know, we don't have to go and register and let the enemy, because the government has become our enemy. The government has become the enemy of the people. Remember what Jefferson said? He said, when fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government
fears the people, you
have liberty.
Liberty, amen.
And that's the problem. We have such a corrupt government from the White House down. It is so corrupt, so very, very corrupt. We don't have a Justice Department. It is, you got dirty cops running that. The FBI is filled now with dirty cops. The CIA filled. And we've got to somehow clean it up. And that's what Trump was doing, and that's what made him so scared. But there are, Joe, there are a lot of people. We do have the white hats in position in places. So there is things happening. And one of the things that's happening, you'll see so many, an increase because of Donald Trump and what the policies he put in place. You see an increase in the arresting the pedophiles. And by the way, you know, the Democratic Communist Party is just filled from top to bottom with pedophiles. It's filled with pedophiles. And so,
well, I've heard somebody say, well, how do you guys know this? Well, we've been doing this for many, 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 many years. And I remember in California, every time they would push the sodomite agenda someplace, it was always, if you look at that Harvey Milk in California, they wanted to put him on postage stamps. Well, he was an advocate of man-boy love. And you go back, the Democrats are the ones that always tried to lower the age of consent for sexual activity between male and female. They are the ones that keep pushing these young boys that, oh, they want to need an older man to teach them how to bring out their homosexuality. I mean, we've done story after story after story. It's always about younger and younger victims, and it has been for 30, 40 years that I can remember, and there's probably stuff in the past that I can't remember, but how many thousands of stories we've heard and seen that follow that, they always were wanting the children. They wanted to control the children. They wanted them sexually. They wanted to train them to become liberals, to become sodomites, to become whatever. And this has been going on for so long, it's just hard to imagine people cannot grasp the concept.
I hear you. Let's open up the phone lines and take some calls. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The phone lines are now open. Do you think Cliff's there already?
I don't think he is tonight. I think he's going to be slow on the trigger.
We'll find out in a minute. If he was, Mighty Andrew will let us know.
There he is. I've got one story while we're waiting for our first call, just real short. But this new nuclear deal that Biden's trying to work with Iran, Representative Jim Banks, their Republican Indiana, explained the dire effects of passing this Iranian nuclear deal. And he basically said that this deal would make Biden the biggest funder of terrorism in the world, because he will be sending billions of dollars to a terrorist group, and that would make him one of the biggest funders of terrorism in the entire world, and the American taxpayers get to pay for it. That's our Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Joe, my foot. Traitor Joe Obama is a traitor.
Traitor Joe. Traitor Joe.
Traitor Joe.
Phone lines are open, 888-677-9673, nationwide. And
that's traitor, not traitor. Not Trader Joe's, like in the, you know, traitor Joe.
Okay, better, right? we're gonna start off with Cliff. Cliff is waiting for us.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing? Maybe these CIA guys have their own laptops.
I hope they haven't left them at different repair shops across the northeast part of the country.
Yeah, I just want to ask you, it seems uncanny how Proverbs 14 seems to relate to the media, verse 15, chapter 14 of Proverbs. But also, I want your take on the first two verses of Proverbs chapter 14. You don't hear that talked about too much, but that seems to talk about self-sabotage. It could be in the spiritual sense. If you put those two verses together, you know, that seems interesting.
Well, that's talking about the wise and the foolish, right, in 14?
Yeah, 14. The first two verses is talking about people, you know, building their house and then really doing a self-sabotage on themselves.
Right.
Well, if you look at that, now look, when the Republican Party, well, not them, but so much, when Trump was in office, when Reagan was in office, what did they do? They built up things. What did Trump do? He built up the economy. He built up the military, right? The Democrats always tear things down. They always tear things down, okay? And we see it. But the foolish plucketh it down with their hands. He that walketh in uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despises him. The Democrats, remember how when they had their vote at their convention, they voted God out of the party? Do you remember that? They voted God out, and the guy who was the narrator, he knew, this ain't supposed to be, I'm in trouble. And even though it was very obvious that the voice vote was much louder for voting God out than it was for keeping God in, but what that fool didn't know was God had left there a long time ago.
Right. So you think that these verses apply in the sense that they're just, you know, they're plucking, they're basically tearing themselves down in a sense as well.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Verse 3, the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. And that's exactly what you have there within the collective.
You got to remember, yeah, the left always is destructive. You look, they want to destroy life. They want to kill unborn babies. They want to destroy the future. They're always trying to, what, destroy the middle class. They're always trying to destroy the free market economy. Everything they do is destructive in the end. It's like this nation tries to commit national suicide. And if you look at verse 7, go from the presence of a foolish man. When thou, you know, perceiveth not in him the lips of knowledge, and yet we have people in this country that keep voting for these extreme liberal, radical, you know, radical feminists, sodomites, you name it, everybody on the left, they keep electing these people who have no knowledge, no understanding of God to office. So God makes it real clear we're receiving destruction because that's what evil does, destroys.
Well, they want to destroy the church. They want to destroy the family. Right. They want to destroy the morality. Destroy the children. Everything. It's all about destruction and death.
Yeah.
The entire Democratic Communist Party collective is about death. That's what it is, a destruction.
It just seems like that whole chapter is uncanny. It's like almost every verse in chapter 14 of Proverbs seems to be right in front of us right now.
Yeah, well, you know,
he tried to warn us. I mean, that's why it's so clear. He's trying to warn us today of what to look out for, what not to do. And just like the people in the Old Testament, they didn't want to listen to the prophets. The people today still don't want to listen to God's word in the Bible.
Well, you know, if you really want to see one that applies, go to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1 and start with verse 7. And read it to the end, and that really applies. I mean, it really applies, you know, it perfectly to the collective. But we have to move on. But thanks, Cliff. Let's go to Sister Mary Grace.
God's blessings, Pastor. I listen to you always. But
well,
you have
you.
A question, and this is for Joe McTernan.
John, you Big John.
Yeah, but is he related to John P. McTernan, Ph.D.?
I don't know. He might be.
Because he's got a marvelous, he blogs at USAAmericanProphecy.com,
That is John. That's him.
And it's Amazon 1 and Revelation 13. Is there a connection? Heck yeah. Hello. I got rid of my thing, but I'll tell you, I just got today, and I'm telling you, Amanda Grace and the Ark of Grace is in the ministries is really great. She's been prophesying, and God does talk to her. But he said that the ego might be wounded, but God created America. Everything about us, even in the rotunda, it's all about America and God. So God bless us all.
All right. Well, thank you for that very much. And God has given us...
We'd start blessing God.
Well, you know what? We've got three missions he's given us, and we've done... and we work 7 days a week on those three missions. And again, we've got our marching orders, and we're going to continue. He told us to occupy until he comes back, and we're going to give it everything we have because that's what God has created us to do. Who do we have next, did you say?
John,
you're in the air.
Yeah, I really think it's critical at this time that we're inundated with propaganda just to buy.
Yeah, well, yeah, we have propaganda everywhere for sure.
Yeah,
out
they
there
call
today.
It narrative, but it is propaganda. You've got that right.
So, all righty, very good. Who do we have? We have Steve next.
Yes, Steve.
Steve, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to know the name of the CEO from the Germany corporation that canned him for telling the truth about the vaccines. And then one other question for the woman that's running for the position with the Supreme Court. That who is the individual that she only gave 3 months 3 months off when it was a minimum 10 years?
Well, I'll answer the first question. The first question, his name is Andreas. Oh boy, this is a good one. Schaufbeck, Andreas Schaufbeck, and that's the name of the German fellow.
So it is a lady.
Pardon?
The judge.
It was a woman.
Ketanya Brown Jackson.
No. Look, there's two different things. See, that's...
No, on Jackson, I want to find out what, when she had a minimum 3 months, when actually the minimum is 10 years for having pedophiles stacked up on the internet with pictures. This person should be in jail. They're probably already out. Do you know what the name of that individual? So, because the people that are listening to your show, they should be able to get this word to their friends.
Well, I just told you here. Here's the article. I'll just read it to you, okay?
Thanks.
Last month, after releasing the truthful data about the Wuhan coronavirus vaccine injury, Andreas Schaufbeck, okay, BKK provider, he was the guy with the vax death. He was the CEO who was fired for telling the truth. And so in that article, it comes out of the Natural News, and that was from the author was Ethan Huff. So there you go. That's it.
The only other question I wanted was on Jackson. Well, who did she put in jail for only 3 months when he had done enough pedophile pictures in the internet to do a 10-year minimum stretch?
I'm not sure it tells us that in the article, does it, Joe?
I'm looking right now. I'm not sure it gave that information. That might have they. Hold some of that stuff out of the news. It's really hard to find.
Well, there should be more coming out. This probably isn't the only time.
Listen to it tomorrow. I've been listening to the hearings tomorrow. My guess is if Josh Hawley gets his way, he might say that. I don't know. So there you go.
Thank you for your time.
All right, thanks. Who else is calling?
We got Anonymous from Carmichael.
Okay, we have Anonymous. You're in the air, Anonymous.
Praise the Lord, gentlemen. Pastors, you're on your A game tonight. You're letting them have it with two barrels. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
You mentioned Proverbs 1. You know, what I've noticed, that's really the communist modus operandi, those following verses after verse 7. You know, verse 12 talks about, verse 13, they're going after all kind of precious possessions. They want to fill their houses with spoil, and they want to have a common purse. Well,
That's Obama's transfer of the wealth, isn't it? It's the transfer of the wealth.
Program, absolutely. And
as what Obama said, remember, from those that have earned it to those that deserve it.
Yeah. So, and they'll stop at nothing. The root of it is covetousness. You know, a socialist is they're envious and they're covetous, and they just want it. And nothing's going to get in their way, and no person, no thing, no policy, you know. They'll just bulldoze their way right into getting what they want. Excuse me.
Well, just remember, the truth is the true socialist knows man's weakness, and he is using that theory to control the people so they can become wealthy and powerful. They don't really believe that garbage. They feed it to the masses so that the masses believe the lie so they can take their money and take power and control over them. So a true communist like Putin understands he's filthy rich. You look all over the world, the heads of these communist countries, communist parties, are filthy, filthy rich. They understand they use the weakness of men to control them. That's the secret. They don't really believe the garbage they teach.
That's true. They pretend like they're on the same level as the common man.
Right, well, which they just...
They're as elite as anything, and they're stacking money up, you know, left and right, and using it for evil purposes, not honoring God with it as they should. A couple things you gentlemen mentioned. One about the border. Isn't it interesting how that in lead up to this big 175,000 mass migration that's building down there, isn't it interesting how that even our enemies are more aware of it than the average citizen watching legacy media? Al-Qaeda just put out a big public service announcement, like they do. All you got to do is watch Memory or subscribe to Mr. Spencer, and you'd know exactly what's going on with their thinking. They're gearing up to filter in as many as they can through our southern border. To them, it's just like a I don't know what you call it, like a heading on vacation or something, you know.
Get out of jail free pass, just go right through the border. I mean, they've been doing it. We remember the border, the patrol has been trying to tell us these people crossing are from 144 different countries in the world. They're from the Middle East. They're terrorists coming across. They're all kinds of people from all over the world, from China, you know. And it's interesting because now we've got Ukrainians trying to come in, and Biden's not letting them. Biden's stopping the Ukrainians, yet he's the one that said, please come, we'll take you. But, oh, they're being warehoused because they didn't fill out the proper paperwork while they were fleeing from this combat zone and people dying and, you know, shelling the people while they were trying to escape. They didn't have the proper paperwork, and according to Jen Psaki, they have to apply through the existing programs, and when they left Ukraine, they didn't fill out the paperwork. Kind of, does it remember Ukraine or the Iran? They didn't fill out the paperwork. We couldn't get all the right people on board because the State Department said they hadn't filled out the paperwork.
Remember Afghanistan? Afghanistan.
Thanks. I'm trying to think of.
They were left behind.
Because they didn't fill out the government paperwork at the right time. I love that excuse.
Thanks, Steve. We'll be back right after this.
They hate the whole Christian nation. Want to force our elimination. Made illegal our way of life. Perverted the meaning of man and wife.
now a crime for us to breathe.
Christian life. It's Christ to live. It's Christ to die.
By the sea that stole our nation, they can steal our salvation. We'll tell the truth, we won't lie.
Christian life. It's Christ to live. It's Christ to die. Alrighty, that was Esty Christman, Brian Park, and yours truly, Pastor Ernie. And Joe, I wrote that song.
You told me that. I actually have to believe you because you don't lie to me. You might pull my leg a few times, but you won't ever lie to me.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to hear John McTernan sing that song.
No comment. How about get Pastor Dale to sing?
Oh, yeah. Have the two of them. That would be good.
That would be a miracle.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Who do we have next? Jack, you're in the air.
Yes. You're not going to see the Biden administration in any hurry to allow Ukrainians to migrate to the United States. Part of the invasion of our southern border is to make the white race in the United States the minority. And I think if you want to bring this war in Ukraine to some type of an end, some things have to be done. The first thing is Putin has to be placed on trial now in absentia for war crimes. And Russia also has to know that they're going to pay reparations. And everything that they're blowing up is going to be counterproductive because they're going to pay to replace everything. And every family that's been dislocated is going to receive reparations. They'll essentially bankrupt Russia. And there are a few things that I find a little bit unusual. And one of them is Zelensky. I'm wondering why he isn't dead yet. And I say that because if you look at Osama bin Laden, he wouldn't use a cell phone because it'd give away his location. There was supposedly is one of the Russian generals was killed because he was using a cell phone and the Ukrainians got his location and took him out. Well, Zelensky, he'll talk for a half hour to an hour in front of the parliament, our Congress. And he doesn't seem to be worried about his location being given up. When I saw him today, he was out on the streets. And you're definitely going to be able to pinpoint his location then. You have to wonder why the Russians haven't gotten his location and taken him out unless there are other things going on in this war that we don't know about.
And, oh, there's a whole lot of things going on in that war that you don't know about.
Yeah. Why Ernie and I haven't said a great deal because there's corruption to spare on both sides. There's past history. There's intrigue. There's corruption in both places and power struggles. And I don't know if our intelligence really understands what's going on very well.
The CIA has admitted training Nazi, and I'm not talking about neo-Nazi, I'm talking about Nazi terror troops in the Ukraine, and they have been fighting and killing Russians along the border since 2015. But you're not going to hear about this in any of the lamestream media. Now, Ukraine has been a hotbed of anti-Russian terrorism since 2015, and the culprit is none other than the CIA. The CIA is involved in every kind of evil, okay? The Central Intelligence Agency, also known as Deep State Central, is also linked to the rise in the Nazi terrorism in many other countries as well. Wherever you see extremist population seemingly, extremism pop up seemingly out of nowhere, the CIA was likely involved. This is an article, again, from Ethan Huff, okay, World News Daily. And so the U.S. government has a well-documented history of backing extremist groups. Well, give you an example of what we're talking about. That whole thing, remember there, and was it Jackson, South Carolina, a couple years ago, where that guy ran the car through and killed a woman over, and where they supposedly had the white supremacists, the neo-Nazi demonstrations, and Antifa and Burton murder showed up. You know, we had people there that were there, and they were watching them get off the same bus together. They came in the same buses together. They got off the same buses, and then they separated. That whole thing was staged. That whole thing was
strictly opposed groups riding together to conflict.
And they were all getting paid, okay? They were all getting paid to stage that. And you know who was a part of that? The fake news media was a major part of that.
Well, so, two other things that I'd like to bring up that I find disturbing. One is, I've never seen the man with the football, the nuclear codes, anywhere in proximity of Biden. Now, I'd see this guy floating around Trump all the time, especially at rallies.
Right.
I don't think Biden has control over the nuclear codes. It's probably General Milley. The other thing I find really disturbing is, and nobody's really talking about it, is why isn't the United States at DEFCON 2? Now, if Russia hits with an attack and we're not at DEFCON 2, we're not going to be able to respond.
Exactly. That's a lot of this is hype. There's so much hype, so much lies, so much going on. That I said early in the program, the truth is a very, very rare commodity. Those are good questions. And unfortunately, we don't have answers to everything. We try, but very good question. And really, we should have been on that alert way back when Russia started massing troops on the border, right?
Well, look, Putin has told us that his nuclear forces, not only did he demonstrate them, but then he put them on maximum alert, which means he's locked and loaded, and they're only waiting his order to launch.
Right. And we did nothing.
And you're talking about that he's got hypersonic missiles that from launch to detonation in the United States is about 7 minutes compared to the old ICBMs, which are about 15 minutes. So
and
he's already got
no
a defense. But if we're not at DEFCON 2, we're not even in a position to respond.
Well, did you know we don't have anything to take out hypersonic missiles because we don't have the technology? Russia and China have all the hypersonic technology. We don't have it.
Well, actually, DARPA was the one that first developed the hypersonic missile, but only on paper. And we never, Congress never appropriated the money to develop it. And, of course, China and Russia got the technology, and they now have hypersonic missiles that are ready to go.
I'll bet you 10 to 1 that they got that information from us, that
Chinese
hacked and stole the information.
Well, no. Believe me, Slick Willie, the Clintons were more than willing to sell them whatever they needed. We got to move on, but thanks, Unanimous, for calling. Who do we have? Oh, no, that was Jack. Who do we have next? Kevin, you're in the air.
Yes, sir, brothers. Yeah, real quick, you don't have a lot of time. There's so much information that you won't get in lamestream. And, for instance, how much of this stuff has been staged, the bombing of the hospital? Word had it, there was no one in that hospital. They had already cleared them out. But the deep state puts things on camera and brings the pregnant woman out to make it look good, just like the, all the people that were under those body bags supposed to be dead. All of a sudden, one of them's moving. More staging. Another one's lighting up a cigarette. They're all supposed to be dead. Now, we have the Ukrainian citizens themselves saying and telling what the Ukrainian people are doing, turning against them. They're using them as shields, women and children as shields. Putin went in there to bust up that ring that they got. He went in there after the bio lab. He doesn't want to take the whole country over. That place is right next to the country of Russia. So he's going in and he's getting collecting a lot of information. All these names are coming up. Joe Biden, Obama's name's coming up. He barred them from ever being able to enter into Russia. Why is that? So this is what the mainstream is not telling, and people are missing this. And the deep state wants to make Russia look really, really bad. Oh, bad Russia, you know? And so I'm seeing it from that side. What do you think?
Well, you're right, but it's bad. I mean, there is a lot of that, but there is, Russia is doing some bad things. But you're right, there's
both
a lot being
doing
staged.
The same thing.
Yeah, there's a whole lot being staged there. And we don't know, you know, just, you know, Putin, Putin, remember, is former KGB, and he's not, you know, he's not George Washington. But he's dealing with, look, the Ukraine, the government, you have Nazis in that government, and they have been, again, that has been such a corrupt nation. In fact, according to the stats, it was around about the fourth most corrupt country in the entire world. But it was money laundering, and all your crooks, like Biden, like the Biden cartel, and all of these others were trading. They were using that to launder money and every other kind of crime. And so, yeah
that's what he wants to bust up.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's right there on his border too. And so, not only that, but remember, in those bio labs, they were using to make the, like COVID-19, these strains that would kill off different nationalities of people. And they were literally working on one that could, that a strain that they could turn loose, according to what I've been reading here, and the health ranger, what he's been putting out, and they're usually pretty accurate, that would affect Russian people, that would affect Russian people. And so you wouldn't want to have that, right next door to you, would you?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one other thing, too. If you look at a story nobody's talking about, look at lately how many countries have joined NATO and keep pushing back Russia and taking those countries, and all of a sudden Russia finds almost everything in Europe now is a member of NATO, and only a couple of countries left that aren't a member of NATO, and he starts to see that as a threat. If I were a leader of a nation and all of a sudden, seven or eight more nations joined a organization that was formed against me, I would start to get worried just like Putin is.
You are.
So there's two sides to these stories.
Yeah, out of time, but thanks for calling. We are out of time. Do we have we have time for like a one-minute caller? Do we have one more caller there? John, you got about 1 minute.
John, I want to encourage all you guys and listeners to support Babylon B. I think there's a place for satire.
Yes.
You with all these clowns. There's a lot of clowns out there that can be made fun of. And the Lord uses satire a lot, the Bible, to mock the evil and the wicked. So I think we should get on board and support Babylon B. And, you know, you guys first. I think you guys should be first on the list. But I think we should support Babylon B because they're coming under fire now, which they knew they would.
Right. Free speech always comes under fire. It always will be.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling. And Right now, folks, we got to tell you this. In the title of this message, well, Joe, I'll tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to read a statement from that fellow. You may remember him. His name was Jonathan Edwards.
Yes, I do remember him.
And here's what he had to say. Hell is everlasting wrath. It would be dreadful to suffer this fierceness in the wrath of Almighty God. One moment, but you must suffer it for all of eternity. There will be no end to this exquisite, horrible, horrible misery. When you look forward, you shall see a long forever, boundless duration before you, which will swallow you up, your thoughts, and you will absolutely despair of ever having any deliverance, any end of mitigation, and the rest of all. You will know certainly that you must wear out long ages, millions and millions of ages, in wrestling with conflicting with the almighty merciless vengeance. In other words, he was preaching on hell. Now, here, a lot of people would say, well, you know, I don't believe in hell. Well, that's all right. That's a lot of people don't believe in hell. But listen to this. Everybody will. You see, everybody, every single person will. They're going to believe in heaven and hell. They will. All of those in heaven and all of those in hell today are believers. Every one. Those in glory and those in torment. But they're believers now. And all of you out there listening, you will be a believer. You will. There's no chance. There's absolutely no chance that you won't. You're going to die. And when you die, then it's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment. Now, God has said that. And God gets it right every time. And you don't want to be one of those that dies in your sin. Now, you want to believe in heaven and hell now. And you want to get to heaven and avoid hell. And the only way to do that, there's only one way. And God has told you what you have to do. Is first of all, you have to get on your knees and pray and repent. You have to repent. Pray to the Father. You've got to pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness. And once you've done that, then you've got to recognize the fact that Christ took your place, a substitutionary death. He took your place on the cross. He paid your price for your sin. And what you have to do is you have to ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, completely and totally, without any reservations. It's got to be complete. It's got to be absolute. And then, if you'll do that, see, you have God's word on it. He will honor that. And you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. And you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And at that time, you will be on the road to everlasting life. And so, folks, that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. So, if you haven't done that, do it tonight. We're running up against the clock again. It's been a good program tonight, Joe. And as we get to this point, every night at this time, you ready to go, Joe?
Ready. We've got one more to cover.
Good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it.
Keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.